Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
How could God really love me if He let this happen to me? If you have never voiced it, chances are you've thought it, at least for a fleeting moment. And perhaps the thought took root in your mind and the logic has become a problem. In coping with the problem of circumstances which run counter to your belief in a good God who loves you, you may have to disengage yourself from the broken relationship which stands as a barrier between you and the love of God. Yes, you've been disappointed, you've been hurt. It may have been your father, your husband, the girl who told you she would love you forever. But after a few years, she changed her mind. Accepting the truth of God's unconditional and unchanging love is not easy. How do I know God is any different from others, you ask? Part of the problem is that you may misunderstand real love, confusing it with the people or the behavior of those who have hurt you and left you bleeding emotionally. Long ago, Moses wrote that God is not a man whose emotions waver and who disappoint us. So let's begin with the definition of the real thing, not the media concept that molds our thinking today. How would you finish this statement? Love is. Love is what? A feeling, an emotion, a commitment, an attitude? Answering the question without simply describing your emotions is not easy. You can't go into a laboratory and distill love's essence over a Bunsen burner. You cannot write a program for it on a computer. You can't chart it on a line graph or weigh its specific density. The definition that I like best is this. Love is an unconditional commitment to an imperfect individual to meet the needs of that person in such a way that requires personal sacrifice. Now, ponder that definition in relationship to God, or more specifically, His relationship to you. Long ago, God made an unconditional commitment to you, which forever said, I love you and want to have fellowship with you when He sent His Son Jesus Christ to planet Earth. Remember how John summarized the commitment? God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. An unconditional commitment to an imperfect individual, that is you, to meet your needs in a way that required personal sacrifice, and a big one on God the Father's behalf. Perhaps you viewed your relationship with God as a little child does the relationship with his father. You look at things from a very limited perspective and say, I do not like the way you've handled things. In my office is a piece of quilting put together by Cambodian refugees when they were in a resettlement camp in Thailand. It's about a foot square. The quilting has a beautiful pattern on one side, but on the other side, a hodgepodge of ragged edges and knotted pieces of thread. Remember, if you can, God looks at the finished side, while the underneath side is the one you see presently. Look beyond, assured that our Heavenly Father sees the plan and the pattern you must take by faith. As someone put it, a bell is no bell till you ring it. The love in your heart was not put there to stay. Love is not love until you give it away.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.